Luke chapter 5 is where I have my Bible marked this morning. Luke chapter 5. I invite you to open up your Bibles there as well. I'll be a little jumping off point for our lesson here in a few moments. I want to welcome all those out with us here this morning, especially those who may be visiting with us. We want you to feel welcome here at the Clarksville Church of Christ and hope you'll come out and be with us again and again. We want you to understand, as we remind ourselves, that all we're interested in is what this sacred volume right here has to say, the Bible. We believe that it is, as it reports to be, the words of God, and not just simply the revelation of God, but the standard by which one day each and every one of us will stand before God and give account of our lives. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 48, "He that rejects me and receiveth not my words hath that which judgeth him, for the words that I have spoken will judge you in the last day." So I hope you appreciate the fact that I bring forth my lesson here today. I'm going to provide you book, chapter, and verse from the Bible, the Word of God, for everything that I've got to say here today, so your faith does not have to stand in the wisdom or teaching of some man, that can stand in the power of God, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 5. Happy New Year to all of you as well. Wonderful to be alive and well in 2019. My lesson this morning is entitled, "Launch Out into the Deep." I find that from the book of Luke in chapter 5 that we had read so well by Brother Donnie here a few moments ago, when it says, when Jesus had finished speaking, and that is from Simon's boat, he said to them, "Launch out into the deep for a catch of fish." Now, I've utilized these passages for a number of things. Jesus here calls Peter, James, and John and tells them, who now by occupation are fishers, that one day, or right now, you are going to become fishers of men. Now, I want you to appreciate the fact that these people knew what it was when it came to fishing. And they were fishing, and they had fished all night long. Matter of fact, they were mending their nets when Jesus came upon them. They hadn't caught anything, but they were persistent in that, and they were going to fish again. Most of the time when I go fishing, the deep end of the pool is not necessarily where I fish. You fish along the bank. Sometimes the more shallow end is actually where you catch the fish. But on this occasion, at your word, he says, "Listen, I want you to do something different. I want you to follow me. I want you to listen to me. And I want you to launch out into the deep." That is also going to be our spiritual theme for 2019, Lord willing, that the elders have directed us. And we're going to have a series of activities and things to contemplate and to do in regards to the idea of launching out into the deep. And I've made that recommendation, and I write this lesson, and I'll preach this lesson this morning, and then I'll preach another lesson about halfway through again this year, talking about this idea of launching out into the deep. And what I want to direct your attention to here this morning is the idea that all of us, if we were honest with ourselves, are not always as proficient as we could be. None of us give our best effort all of the time. Many of us would freely admit, "I could do better if I tried." How terrible it is to get to an end of a project and look back that it was just an utter failure. Or maybe it was that you got kind of a passing grade in regards to what you'd done, but you had to meditate, you had to contemplate for a second with a thought. "Hey, you know what? I could have done better." And the question I ask is why don't we? Some is because of just laziness. Other times it's just we're preoccupied with ourselves and we just made other priorities in our lives that maybe we ought not. But sometimes it's because of fear that we will not launch out into the deep and fully commit ourselves to the tasks that we have at hand. I remember when my children were young, we take them to a pool to swim and to splash around with. We would have floating devices on their arms, around their chest, for them to be able to sit on, pull them around on, so that they would never go below the water. There's something, even though they knew they were floating around, and their mother and I, at least at that time, had not attempted to drown them yet, of why it would be that they would be fearful to go out to the deep end. But it didn't matter. Once you kind of went past that rope, they knew it's the deep side of the pool. There was fear. And many times I literally would pull them across, kicking and screaming to go into the deep end of the pool. They still had the same flotation devices on. The person that had been protecting them in the shallow end was still the person that was protecting them in the deep end. But finally, they would overcome that fear and realize, you know what? Hey, it's actually a little funner over here on the deep end, and everyone would enjoy themselves. So it is with us many times that we just simply will not launch out into the deep. There's something fearful about there. There's something about making the commitment that, yes, I'm going to fully engage myself into this activity. And what I've done here this morning, and Brother Steve, are you going to talk to this a little bit this morning in regards to this idea? I want you to preach. There's four or five things I'm going to talk about here today that I'm going to recommend in 2019 that you need to launch out into the deep. We got to stop sitting around on the shallow end of the pool and get ourselves committed. And the first thing I want you to see is this, and that is the idea of Bible study. In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Now contemplate that for a moment. I have utilized that scripture in just about every sermon I ever preach, and I know some of you have shut me off already. "Oh, I've heard that. Does he not have another sermon? Is it as he's truly said? He's got just one sermon. He just changes the name." What I want you to understand is I want you to contemplate that. I want you to meditate upon that, because I'm talking to some people who have not committed themselves to launch out into the deep. You will not go beyond the shallow end of the pool when it comes to Bible study. And I want to say this to you kindly yet firmly. This is for your good. The Word of God is instructing us because He's telling you, listen, your life does not consist solely of bread alone. Your life, true life, successful life, fulfilling life, has to do with partaking, reading, meditating upon, and acting upon the words of God. Listen to the psalmist, if you will. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers." And we all understand that. Oh, sure, there are some things that I ought not to do in my life if I want my life to be blessed. But he doesn't end there. He says, but the blessed man delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates both day and night. He who meditates upon the law of God both day and night, he will be like a tree that is planted by the waters, that yields his fruit in the seasons, and his leaf does not wither. In all the things that he does, he will prosper. Think about that for a second. As you begin 2019, many of us who do New Year's resolutions, and we do that because we wish to do better. And what I want you to understand, the man, the woman that will prosper and prosper in all the things that they do are those who will launch out into the deep when it comes to the Word of God. Studying the Word of God, meditating and making practical applications of the Word of God. That's the reason why Paul and the Word of God can say so much about that. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Blessed is he that reads Revelation 1 and verse 3. Going out into the deep end of the pool when it comes to studying the Word of God. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 5 and verse 12, he says, "Listen, now when the time has come, when you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you all over again and to feed upon the milk." You are like babes, he said, that have to have milk and cannot have strong meat. Same analogy flipped another way. You're still in the shallow end of the pool. I've got to put a big old floating device around you just to keep you up, because you have not learned to go out into the deep end of the pool when it comes to the Word of God. We must move on for milk. We must get out of the shallow end of the pool when it comes to the words of God. And I challenge you this year. We've got the 2019 Bible reading already out available. I've done my first week. Some of you have done your first week. Challenge yourself to do that. Last year, I just read the New Testament portion of that. Maybe that's all you want to do. Maybe that in your mind, that's all I can commit to. That is simple. That is easy. That is embarrassingly easy to do. But make the commitment to do all of it and do the Bible reading. Another thing, let's go out into the deep end now, okay? You're going to see in March, I believe, we're going to have Bible study as something that we're going to emphasize every month. I chose that month in particular. And the reason is because, like January, it has 31 days. I know that because I learned the knuckle game a long time ago, right? And so I did that as I was making this chart Steve was going to show you. On the 31st day, on the days and which months that have 31 days, commit to read the book of Proverbs. Why? There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. Read one chapter every day. Launch out into the deep. By the way, I send emails out to the entire congregation. I got 25 emails. I don't think 25 people are getting those emails. If you've not received an email from me in the month of December, check your spam folder. Check your trash folder. Maybe that's where that ought to go. But check your trash folder. Get me on an approved list so that when you get an email, you'll get it from me. Because what I'm going to do for you is in these Bible readings we're going to do, I'm going to give you some thoughts. I'm going to take some nuggets that I'm taking out of it. And maybe it is that if you read some of these golden nuggets that we get from the Word of God, if you're not reading, maybe you'll be saying, hey, maybe I want to look at that. Launch out into the deep in 2019 when it comes to Bible study, but also launch out into the deep when it comes to the power of God in your life. Far too many Christians doubt the power of God. They look to their own selves, their own wisdom, and their own solutions. The wise man says, guard not against that. He says in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, or guard against that, I should say. Trust in the Lord, not on your own understanding, nor upon your own wisdom. Lean not upon those things. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your goings, and He shall direct your steps. Launch out into the deep when it comes to your trust and you're looking for the power of God to work in your life. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He didn't say, listen, I just want you to be strong yourself. Listen, I want you to go out and work out in the gym. Get yourself a new gym membership and get yourself stronger. He says, no, I want you to be strong, but I want you to understand the source of that. And that is going to be the power of God in your life. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, Paul says. There is the source. How much power is in that source? Paul said in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, and to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wrap your head around that statement for a second. God is able. What is God able to do? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what? Above what you can ask for or you can even think of. Think about that. That's the reason why small thinkers do small things. It's the big thinkers that accomplish things. Ladies and gentlemen, do me this favor. Pray for me this year. Pray big things for me. Pray big things for your brethren. Pray big things for this church. Launch out into the deep, the power of God, and understand that no matter what you've asked for, no matter how you may chuckle under your breath, I can't believe I even asked God to do that because there's no way that can happen. Understand, God said, I can do way more than that. You can't dream it, and you can't even ask it and reach my ability. Ladies and gentlemen, let's launch out into the deep when it comes to the power of God. Reach out into the deep when it comes to evangelism. Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. In Matthew 28, 19, go and teach all nations. We need to launch out into the deep. We need to make a bigger commitment. There are people, ladies and gentlemen, that are hungering and thirsting for the Word. Now, we may not believe that. We may make that point in a Bible study and think we sound real smart doing it, that somehow, you know, the world is just, there's nobody wants the Word of God. Well, listen, there's a lot of things that I'm wrong about. There's a lot of things that you may be wrong about. You're wrong about that too. There are people that are hungry and thirsting for the Word of God. Back when I was in Orleans, Indiana, the local school system would invite me in from time to time to speak to different classes. I spoke at assemblies of the entire school.
And I would talk about things
like kindness, loving neighbor as themselves, and things of this nature. You would be amazed how interested these people were, these kids, these junior high, these high school students were. They were not turning their back. They were not listening. You could hear pin drop as I spoke to them or I read to them from the Bible, the Word of God. And yes, I was allowed to do that in Orleans, Indiana. As a matter of fact, they say a prayer before a basketball game in Orleans, Indiana. People are interested. And the reason I know that, because the wise man said in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, God has set eternity in the heart. People have an inward, an anthropos, that's what the Greeks call us, which this literally means the upward looking ones. All of us have an innate yearning to know more about God. I read in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 2, it's better to go into the house of mourning than the house of feasting, for such is the end of all men. And listen to this, and the living will lay it to heart. I have been at funerals where I have just been there, and I have preached at funerals where I have seen people that are out in the world from a day-to-day standpoint. You would think they would be the most hardened people in regards to life and the idea of God, who are brought to their knees. You could see it on their faces when they understand the conclusion of the life is coming. And there must be something more. Jesus said, you know, listen, when it comes to preaching and teaching the Word of God, it's just like a sower that goes out and sows seed. And what I want you to know, Jesus said, is that when that sower sows that seed, it just doesn't always work like you'd want it to work. Sometimes it falls on the wayside and the ground is so hard that birds just come and eat it. And then sometimes it falls around thorny ground. And as it grows a little bit, it's choked out by the weeds. Sometimes it falls among rocks, and there's just a little bit of ground there, and it begins to germinate, but then the sun burns it out. But understand that God said in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, that my word does not come back to me void. All you and I have to do in 2019 is sow. Great prospects are young couples with children, folks that are new in the community, teenagers, family members, friends. 77% of new converts come from being invited by a friend. I know, listen, that's not comfortable, even for a preacher. But launch out into the deep. That's where Jesus calls you this morning, to go out in the year 2019, and this is the day I'm going beyond the rope. I want to launch out into the deep, but also in good works. One of my favorite stories is found in Acts chapter 9. It talks about Dorcas, who another name is Tabitha. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Good works. They showed out a little bit later in that passage. They brought out clothes and coats to show the Apostle Peter of all the different things that she had done for those that were less fortunate. Paul said in Galatians 6 and verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Again, in James 4, verse 17, him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. It is sin for you and I not to be helpful people, to do good when it is in our power to do good for others. I don't think it's any mistake at all that Jesus in Matthew 25, 31 through 46, when picturing the judgment scene, says to those that both, when it's all said and done, on both sides of the aisles, he says, listen, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick and I was in prison and you came and you visited me. There were simple truths of life. There was helpful, encouraging things that you were able to do to your fellow man, especially my brethren. And guess what? You did them. You launched out into the deep. You've made yourself acceptable to them, or amiable to them, to be able to go out and to lose your time. Maybe not be as convenient for you to be able to go out and do good. for your fellow man. We certainly will be judged by God by the things that we don't do, but also by the things that we do. We need to go visit. We need to clothe. We need to feed. We need to be able to do, as Jesus talked about, that cup of cold water that is refreshing in the time of need. I put Proverbs 25, verse 17 on there. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest they be weary of thee. Go visit. Visit someone, but don't stay all day. Don't stay all day. You'll get just as much credit for a 10-minute visit as you will an hour and a half visit or an all-day visit. Go. Just let someone know that you care. Speak a word of kindness, a cup of cold water when it is needed. And finally, I want you to think about this. I want us to launch out into the deep when it comes to love of one another. Let brotherly love continue. That's simply what the word the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 13, verse 1. Brethren, let us love one another, for love is of God, 1 John 4 and verse 7. Since God so loved us, we ought to love one another, 1 John 4 and verse 11. The word there is used in the Greek. It is agape, and it distinguishes from phileo, which is a more tender affection or feeling, more romantic type feel. Agape love that we all must have for one another is not based upon the worthiness of the individual, but our own inner desire that we have for other people, that we want to do what is good for them. God commended that love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died. That's the type of love that is shown in action. And Jesus said, a new commandment I've given to you, that you love one another, and by this the world will know that you are my disciples. You know, we may not be called upon to die, but we may be called upon to sacrifice things for our brethren, our money, our time, our pride, our opinions. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but let each one of us esteem others better than ourselves. Let each of you please his neighbor for his good to edification. Romans chapter 15 and verse 2. Love works no ill toward his neighbor, for love is the fulfillment of the law. Launch out into the deep. Although it's not always the comfortable thing to do, we might not always feel safe, but Christ calls each and every one of us to launch out into the deep in 2019. We must launch out into the deep when it comes to Bible study. Get out of the shallow end of the pool and the power of God in our life and evangelism and doing good, being their workers, helpful for other people, and love of our brethren, that we might have that golden tie that binds us all together. You listened well this morning. I appreciate that very much. We're about to stand to sing a song of invitation to encourage you here this morning. Maybe there's one in our audience who's not been obedient to the word when Jesus said, go into it, preach the good news. He that believes it and is baptized shall be saved. This would be a great opportunity to do that. 9 times in the book of Acts, the word of God was preached. When it was believed, obeyed, it became New Testament Christians. You can do that here this morning. We extend the Lord's invitation to you. Sing a song to encourage you. So if you're subject to him in any way, come forward now as we stand and we sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger.